Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 11th day in the month of January 2026. The Lord is still in the business of doing wonders. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is merciful, because it's only by the mercy of the Lord that we are alive today. And I want us to take a second of our time to appreciate the King of Mercy, the Lord of hosts, God, our faithful Redeemer, our faithful Comfort, our Friend, our Father. The God who loves us. I want you to just take a second of your time to appreciate God and just thank him. Tell him how amazing he is, how thankful you are this morning. Unto you, most invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. On this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotion, manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, that I'm United Kingdom. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven manual that says, What is Man? Part 1. What is Man? Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 13, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 36 to 38, and our memory verse is taken from Genesis 1, verse 26, which says, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 8 from verse 3 to 9. Psalm 8 from verse 3 to 9. From verse 3 it reads, When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, ye and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Our Bible reading is taken from that part of the Bible. You can pen that down to read it all over again, just to remind yourself about how God thinks of man. Psalm 8 from verse 3 to 9. Our Open Heaven today reads, When you look at the stars, the moon, the beauty of nature generally, it is hard not to wonder what makes us humans so special that God cares so much about us. This is exactly what David was asking in verse 4 of today's Bible reading. From today's memory verse, we see that God made us in his image and gave us the responsibility and dominion to rule over all his creations on earth. Like we see in Genesis 1 from verse 26 to 28. Therefore, you and I have God's mandate to be in control of the earth. God, however, didn't stop there. He went further to say in Matthew 18, verse 18, that he will uphold our decrees here on earth from his throne in heaven. Unfortunately, when man sinned, he lost his place and the dominion God had given him at creation. That was why God sent his son Jesus to restore us to his original design and reinstate our dominion. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have become greater than everything in this world. Like we see in 1 John 4 verse 4. If you are yet to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I implore you to do so now. This is because if you can truly let go of sin, situations will no longer control you. Rather, you will control them. The economy will no longer decide what happens to you. Instead, you will thrive regardless of what happens in the economy. The devil and all his demons are afraid of the children of God because they know that God has made his children sit together with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, like we see in Ephesians 2 from verse 4 to 6. This is why whenever someone I have not met before comes to me for prayer, the first thing I ask such person is, "Are you born again?" If the fellow is not born again, even if I pray and the problem is solved, a worse problem might come on him or her because the person is still prey to the devil. Beloved, the foundation of every genuine solution to any problem you can ever have is in Jesus Christ. You must repent from any sin that may be in your life and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are yet to do so, ensure you live a holy life by adhering to his word and obeying all his instructions. When you do this, you will enjoy good success and truly live in dominion over every challenge that comes your way. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, God's original design is for you to reign above all situations. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.